Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's another one of those really quite international shows this week with all sorts of music on it. I'll tell you all about it after this. First up, this is Rotunda and Punk Rocker in Love. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rotunda and Punk Rocker in Love. Rotunda are a band from Birmingham. And I think I'm right in thinking the Rotunda is one of the sort of landmarks of Birmingham, isn't it?
It rings a bell. Is it a venue or something
no,
like that?
No, I think it's a big round building.
Oh, right.
I think. Anyway, I think because there's the Rotunda, there was the Bullring, but that's gone, isn't it? The Bullring's gone.
Well, yeah.
And various things, but actually Birmingham, it's got a post office tower job, hasn't it, there?
I think
yeah, I'm not sure. Not a landmark. About time you did something about it, Birmingham. Get some landmarks. What I'd like to know is, Tony, What is Rotunda's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rotunda?
No, MySpace.com/Punk Rotters. We did play a track by them the other week, and I said they sent me an album with about 15, 16 songs on it, and they're all absolutely brilliant. So you'll probably hear more from them in the future. Do check them out. If you type in Rotunda into the net, you will find them. Now, I have a poem.
Oh, cool.
Now, you will know, I made a bit of a plea for jokes and poems to come through. We've not been getting a lot of listener involvement of late. So imagine my happiness when I got an email from Insane Star.
Nice.
Hello, Insane Star. And she's written as a poem, and here goes. And if you would like to write a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. There it goes. It can be anything, as long as it sort of rhymes a bit, mostly.
Yeah.
That's what I call poems. Here goes. I'm listening to Paulie B begging us for some poetry, so I thought I'd write this ditty. Apologies if it's too shitty. Punky needs listener feedback, so come on, send jokes and here's a twat. Or like me, write a quick verse. I'm sure yours won't be any worse. I can't end this with anything clever, so all I'll say is, Punky forever! Yeah, so there's a quick but crap poem for you, but I try. Insane Star. Thanks so much, Insane Star. Worryingly, no mention whatsoever of used knickers.
Nope. Has she ever said anything about that? At least she has, has she? Ever.
No, not even mentioned. It's like she just glosses over that bit of the conversation. Insane Star, if you are listening, don't forget, you're a goth, and just up the road from you in a couple of weeks' time is my goth comedy gig at the Whitby Goth Festival on Saturday, November the 3rd. I'll probably have more about that next week. Right, so please do send your jokes and comments, jokes and poems, etc. Next track by band come through from Voodoo Rhythm Records earlier this week. Now, we do like playing things first. This band have already been featured on both XFM and on Six Music, and they've got a couple of live dates that have already happened. So I've not really been as quick with this as I could, but it's a band called Heart Attack Alley, and they're from New Zealand, and I really like them. What I want to know is, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Heart Attack Alley.
It is indeed, and if you want to be really, really pedantic, Heart and Attack and Alley have capital letters, but you'll find it with the normal stuff. Tony Wong, probably be an internet one. This is Slave to Your Mojo.
To my bad ways. You're a slave to your mojo, baby. That's why you keep on coming round. Yeah, you're a slave to your mojo, baby. That's why you keep on hanging round. Well, you know you don't love me, honey. I've got the sweetest cakes in town. Yeah, you know you don't love me, honey.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks very much for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And interestingly, Desoros are also on Voodoo Rhythm Records. Do check out Voodoo Rhythm. They've got loads and loads of brilliant stuff. Now then, have you got any Facebook comment?
I do have one.
Well, it's a start.
It is. Thanks for your Facebook comments. Please don't forget, do leave a comment on our Facebook wall. Easy way to do it. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment on our wall.
Oh yeah, and I can't be bothered to do a song for Facebook this week.
Fair enough.
Let's say, if you're not going to send stuff in, I'm not going to get my fucking guitar out, fuck it.
Just one this week, it's just a little one from John, but do check it out because it's a video link to, it says, how did you miss this little gem? It's a song by Cunt and the Gang about the lovely Jimmy Savile.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, but do check it out, listeners. It's worth watching.
Yeah, it came up about 3 days after the story broke. He's very, very prolific, cunt. And he even got Jimmy Savile look-alike and sound-alike in for it as well. It's really quite good if you watch it.
Yeah, do check it out. It's so quick on the go.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Prolific, Tony.
Prolific. That's it. That's it for Facebook.
Well,
just the one.
That's for Facebook. That's all we're going to talk about in this section. Except to say, do you know, what are my favourite phrases on this show, Tony? I'm not thinking about the swearing so much as one of the ways I describe the show.
Mixed bag?
Game one! That is the phrase I was looking for. Very, very impressive. I was about to go, no, you idiot, mixed bag. But no, do you know, I feel like I'm giving you an extra point, but I won't. Yeah, this show is a mixed bag this week. We've had a bit of punk rock, we've had a bit of trash blues, I suppose, and now for a bit of sort of pretty heavy reggae coming up here. But this is a great song. A band called Jay of the Cat, who we have played on the show before. I'll tell you a bit more about the band after this. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy this mixed bag of a show, all the way from Boston. Now, I'm quite clearly telling you now, all the way from Boston, now settled in Amsterdam for the time being. This is Rebel Sound.
Straight from the pen to the mic to the stereo, over the broadband and into your living room. Drop the needle and lock it down. Stolen beats from the underground. So from Amsterdam City straight to Boston town, here we come with the rebel sound. Here we come. Here we come with the rebel sound. On the radio, we're in your bedroom. Hey, on the video, we're on your headphone. Hey, in the stores, we're on the torrents. At 6 you heard from your second cousin. From the basements to the back alleys, from the heart and soul of this restless city. Gotta catch a fire just to set your mind free. Drain your glass and fill it up again. Here we come. Here we come with the rebel sound.
Sub.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Jay the Cat, what is their website?
jaythecat.com.
It is indeed. jaythecat.com. Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 1. Might be the last track we play off that album, just because we don't play a lot of reggae, do we, really?
No.
But you never know, I might play one more. That was the first track on it. I think that's the first track on it. But it's really, really good. It's one of those, you get certain music for certain situations, don't you? And that music is for when I'm driving through Bristol.
That's very specific.
It is very specific, but yeah. All South London, in fact, and I will be driving through South London at the weekend, most likely. Right then, now, I realise that you probably didn't, but did you do anything last week?
No. Nope.
That's all right.
Yes.
That's all right, you're excused. Okay. I know your situation.
Good, good. Yourself, what did you do?
Ah, yeah, loads. I can't remember everything I did. Like, oh, Thursday night I did my gig in Luton. And the numbers were down a bit, but it was all the right people there. It was a brilliant gig, and my thanks to Frederick Anderson and Martin Beaumont, who both did a great job. Frederick is from Sweden and has decided to stop drinking, and that was a bad thing to do at the start of a weekend with me and Martin Beaumont. So Frederick went to bed early and me and Martin didn't. The next day I got a text from Frederick that he sent at 11 a.m. that I picked up at just after one, saying, "I've gone into town to get a cup of coffee. Does anybody want to join me?" We went, "No." So we Friday afternoon we hung about a mine, and we did my show in Hitchin on Friday night, and that was, but again, they were brilliant all weekend. That was really good fun. Frederick wanted to go home because he doesn't drink, so he went home at 11 o'clock when the show finished, and me and Martin went to a pub called the Sunrunner, where we basically drank until we could hardly see, and then we came back here and had more until about 4 or 5. Neither of us remember going to bed, but I'm pleased to say we didn't go to bed with each other. We just went to bed at the same time, approximately at some point. Next morning had a text from Frederick saying, "I'm in Letchworth having coffee if you'd like to come and join me." I picked that up about 2, and I went, "No, mate." He stayed having coffee and writing and doing sensible things. He's a young comic with somewhere to go until about 5 in the afternoon, by which time me and Martin had a pie. Did a gig in Letchworth Saturday night. That was really, really great fun. Frederick went on first, went home after his gig back to North London, and me and Martin stayed in the pub till it shut. And then on Sunday we went for a pub lunch in the Three Horseshoes. It was in Norton, which is a village sort of attached to Letchworth but right on the outskirts of it, and it was brilliant. And he had beef and I had duck. What a weekend for the old bass with no career. So that was alright, wasn't it?
Was it a duck roast, or was it just a different duck dish?
No, I went for roast duck on the Sunday roast options.
Very nice.
Because that was a place I went when I went in there, and they had one of the things they had for the Sunday roast, a special, was beef from the Isle of Man. And when the teenage waitress came over, she said, "What would you like?" And I just said, "I love man beef." And she just ran off crying, and we got another waiter.
Nice.
You know, it's good to have fun. I'll tell you a band that know how to have fun, Tony.
Who's that?
The Rippers. All the way from Sardinia. And what have we done so far? We've done punk, we've done trash blues, we've done reggae. About time we had some garage, or garage, if you're from the States and you know how to say it properly. The Rippers, one of my favourite bands, one of my favourite live bands as well. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRippers?
No, MySpace.com/TheRippers in action. Bearing in mind, we did play one of their songs last week and I asked you that question. I was hoping you might have remembered, but no. Poorly being the internet too. Stay tuned for some 100 mile an hour hardcore ska punk coming up after this from Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. But right now, from their new album, this is The Rippers and Hey, Mr. Chemist. Devil of the fire into my veins.
as red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Is This Cool? They hail from Manchester. You see, all over the place this week. This is from their new album, Shattered Dreams Parkway. And is, in fact, am I right? Is it the opening track? Have I done it? No, it's not. It's one of the last tracks on it. There's about 15 to 16 tracks on it. All brilliant. Recommend the album. It's come through from TNS Records. I should have said the Rippers came through from Slovenly Records, and Jay the Cat came through via from Bomber Music via Simon Says and people like you. So there you go, I'm up to speed on all of these now. And hello to everyone in Revenge of Psychotronic Man and also Bev, who runs TNS, because you're doing a great job, guys. Keep it up. Now then, what is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
revengeofthepsychotronicman.co.uk.
No, RevengeOfThePsychotronicMan.com. Yes. Poorly being Internet 3. It's cruel. It's cruel, Tony. Yeah. Poorly being Internet 3, Tony 2. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Well, that must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. I wasn't sure whether you were leaving the pause at the start to see if I'd go with that or whether you were leaving it later, but anyway, good pause.
Thank you. Yeah, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club, nothing on Sunday, so Thursday to Saturday, it's still on Denmark Street in London, obviously. This Thursday, 18th of October, Edgy and More Acts to be Confirmed. And I just realised I don't actually know how much that is.
Well, we'll have to call that half a point each. Well, we'll have to call that... I'll have half a point for you not knowing, and I'll take a punt on about a fiver.
Probably, yeah. There's no price listed on the website, so...
Yeah, all right.
Friday night, 9th of October. Tankus the Henge, Gorgeous
Hang on,
Jaw.
Hang on. The 9th of October?
19th.
19th, sorry.
Yeah. Tankus the Henge, Gorgeous George, and Indigo Earth. It's a Tankus the Henge Presents Last Days.
Stripes.
Yeah. Don't know. How much do you think that is? Friday
I'm
night.
Going with the Friday standard, Tony. I'm going with £6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, 20th of October. Graveyard Johnny's, Spook and the Ghouls, Go-Go Cult, Voodoo Ghost Town, Prison Blues, and DJ Russ Surfer. It's a Bad Luck Saloon night.
Mate, you have got no idea what a fantastic lineup that is. Graveyard Johnny's are brilliant. Spook and the Ghouls are very entertaining. It's a more psychobilly night, but it's psychobilly, rockabilly, and fun, and all that. This will be brilliant.
How much do you think?
Well, there's a lot on.
£7. It is £7.
Oh, nice.
Nice. That's it.
I'm quite pleased about that.
Yeah.
That concludes, without a pause,
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar.
If you have a gig you'd like to send us, why not email tony@punkyradio.com? Now, Dave from Swanage asked me to push a gig that's on, I think, this weekend, that looks really good, but I don't have the information to hand, and so I haven't got it. So you'll just have to look at what's on in Swanage that looks like it's going to be really brilliant, and it'll be something to do with Dave.
Nice.
I asked him to email you. He obviously didn't.
Nope.
So, sorry, Dave. Right. Next track. This is a band from Leeds. Now, I know that I said it's mixed bag from what. That's why it's only semi-international this week. We have got more than half the bands are from the UK. This band from Leeds, but we haven't played anything like this in a while. I'm describing this as melodic electro punk.
Okay.
With quite funny lyrics.
Oh, good.
That's how I describe it. They're a duo. So, a drum machine. And Leeds has got a good record of this, because this is where Sister Mercy hailed from, with a drum machine, bass and guitar. This isn't unlike it, but it's not goth. It's not, well, Sister Mercy claimed they weren't goth, but this isn't goth. This is different. But it's a similar setup, if you get what I mean. What I want to know is, what is Flies on You's Bandcamp page?
Flyersonyou.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie Bean, Internet 3, and this is Slashing It Down. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Flies on You. Are you doing anything this week?
There's some housey stuff going on. We've got Tyler, electrician, and joiner in this week. Hopefully, maybe at some point we can have a shower in this house. Who knows?
At some point, yeah, because it would be nice to be clean in your current state.
It would. Well, we're showering at the gym, to be fair. But,
right, I understand. I understand that you are washing.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So, yeah, well, this week I've got two main things I'm doing this week. Friday and Saturday, my annual trip to Banana Cabaret in Balham at the Bedford. It's a fantastic gig. I'm always the least well-known comic on at this thing, basically. I think I only get the gigs. I've been doing it every year for 20 years. I don't think they'd have me, to be honest. But I love doing it. It's a really, really brilliant show, and I'm normally on with someone quite well-known. You can find out more about it by just, if you type in Banana Cabaret to the net, I'm afraid I don't know who else I'm on with. On the Friday night, I will be sticking around for a drink, but on the Saturday night, I'm straight after gig, I'm going to be going to my friend Jasmine Birtle's house. Jasmine, I think I've spoken about before. She runs a site called Money Magpie. And check that out as well, because it's just loads and loads of ideas of ways to save money and that. She's on the telly sometimes because she's blonde and pretty. And she's having a dinner party, and she invited me. I say it's not because she's blonde and pretty, but you know what I mean. There's other people doing it, and she gets it ahead of them because she's blonde and pretty. And also, Jasmine, if you are listening, very, very good, of course. Anyway, she's having a dinner party for a friend who's over from France who is having a bad time, and she's never invited me to anything before. So all I think is, I'm basically going around there to be the performing monkey. I think she thought, you know, she's all about saving money. I think she thought if we get poor around, it's cheaper than booking a turn. So I'm going around there for scraps and pudding at the end of my gig, and hopefully everyone will have a good time. So that's it, really. That's what I'm doing this week.
Excellent.
Yes, I know. I took a gap there. You weren't expecting me to stop talking, were you? Sorry about that. So we'll crack on with the next track. We'll talk about both the next bands in the last section. For now, this is another band from the UK. These are an old band that got back together in 2008 and finally brought out an album. The album is called Fat 41. We played a couple of tracks of it. I still haven't played my favourite one of it, but this one I like a lot. And we'll do the website and that after this, but this is Salt Shaker. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wigsville Spliffs what I want to know is, and that's out on Drunkabilly Records right now, and we've had some dealings with Drunkabilly, but that wasn't how I got this CD. I got it through meeting the Wigsville Spliffs at a recording studio when I was recording my album, long story. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/Wigsville Spliffs.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie being Internet 3. Balls. You really turned this round. I would just like to say something as well that I'm going to keep talking about until I remember. Oh, yeah. Jim Caramella has been in touch, and his son's metal band have finally got an album out. So, and there's some lengthy instrumentals on it. So what we're going to do is, if it's all right with you, I'm going to send them to you to make into a bed.
Yep, that's cool.
All right, lovely. Right then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Thank you for your twats. This is the second week in a row now. I'm twatted up, so thank you for that. Please do email your twats, though. This is my last one I've got. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. We're on a roll. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, let's keep this up.
And coincidentally, this is from Insane Star.
It sounds to me like every once in a while she has a listen and then she gets in touch with us.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank you, Insane Star. I wonder if there'll be any mention here of used knickers.
Won't count on it. Hiya. After listening to the show with Fitz's dream, I thought I'd send one of my own. Plus a twat. My random dream was that Oyster cards had been replaced by donuts, and when you ran out of credit, you just ate them. Okay. But nothing about pants. Now for the twat. As it's been 2 weeks since I was reassigned to a new department at work, I can safely nominate my ex-boss, Marianne Dixon, as a twatsicle.
Right, fair enough. Yeah. This is named and shamed. Go for it.
Without going into all the boring details, she basically owed me around 50 hours of overtime pay, but refused to give it to me. Instead, after fighting the decision, I ended up with 20 hours of extra holiday time instead, and no overtime pay at all. So please give Marianne Dixon from North Yorkshire the twatting she deserves. Twat very muchly, Insane Star.
How dare she not give Insane Star the money? Because if Insane Star did have all that money, maybe she could afford to let a pair of knickers go.
Exactly.
Disgusting.
So, yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Yep.
So, Marianne Dixon from North Yorkshire
is a twat. And thank you very much, Insane Star, for that.
Yes.
You've only got one, well, two more things to do this year. Yeah. Well done. Right, last track, yeah?
Yep.
Last track, a band called the Roughneck Riot, who are again on the label Bowl Music, same as Jay the Cat. Couldn't be more different, really. Again, came through from Simon Knott. Thank you very much, Simon. We've played a couple of tracks off this album already, which I have in my hand right here. I don't have it in my hand right here. That's a complete lie. I did have it in my hand. I've put it somewhere. Ain't that always the way, Paul B? Oh, yeah. I don't really know how to describe this music. It's like if the Pogues were a bit more punk, I suppose.
Okay.
So, yeah, so after having a bit of neo-rockabilly from the Wigsville Spliffs, I really can say that this week's show has been, Tony?
It's a bit of a mixed bag.
Bit of a mixed bag, that's right. What is the Roughneck Riot's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Roughneck Riot.
No! facebook.com/TheRoughneckRiot. It's poorly being Internet 4, Tony 4. I didn't think I was going to get away with that. But then again, Tony, ignorance is easy.
Yeah.
That was the Roughneck Riot. Well done this week for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Please do check out all the bands we told you about via their websites and do all the other things we've asked you to do. We haven't mentioned the internet radio station that carry our show, Tony. Maybe you could do that just briefly.
Okay, yep, we're on three now. Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, extreme metalradio.net.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. And thank you to those guys for carrying our shows, three fabulous stations. And John, just mention iTunes.
Yeah, please do leave an iTunes review. It does make a massive difference to us, so get along and review us. Each way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store page where you can review us. So log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously. We'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
I might see one or two of you in Balham this weekend. Have a good week. This has been Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards. Say goodbye, Tony Hunt.
Goodbye, Tony.
Say goodbye, Tony. I'm being all official here. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog. I'm such an idiot.